can move to the next one, then we can discuss. So this is the tamasic tapa, verse number 19. Mudhagrahenatmano yat pidaya kriyate tapah parasyotsadanartham va dattamasamudahritam. So what is tamasic tapa? That is said to be tamasic tapa. Udahritam is a mudha grahena, with a wrong understanding, wrong notion, wrong knowledge, atmano, not understanding myself, who am I and what is my purpose, with the wrong notion, with the wrong knowledge, false knowledge, the tapas that is done, or it is done with the pidaya, with the giving pain to the body, you know, torturing myself. So these people torture themselves, like people walk on fire, you know, you have seen, or people will poke needles everywhere. So nowadays needles everywhere is so common, people have needle in their tongue, in their belly button, every part of their body. But anyway, but there are some people who will just poke themselves with needle, walk on fire, just torture their body, you know, not eat and drink anything, and then become, lose weight and all. So that is, when it is overdone, that is called tamasic. Pidaya kriyate tapaha. Or people do tapas, people even pray for to hurt others, done with the idea that it should damage somebody else. You know, like people do black magic and all. You know, people will take a doll and keep poking needles and then do prayers. And you go to these, you know, especially in Africa and some parts of India, you know, you go to these you know, magicians, these spiritual guys, and they claim to be that if you come to me, if you have an enemy, you know, you come, I'll make a doll and I will punish the doll, and whatever I do to the doll will happen to your enemy. So people pay them a lot of money. I don't think they work. But there are a lot of gullible people in this world who are ready to spend money on all these things. So, parasya utsadanartham. So, prayer done to hurt somebody else, to damage somebody else, is called tamasic. So, as we said, they have a lot of false notion. They think that anything when you do, it's tapas. You know, they will do unnecessarily prolonged sitting, prolonged torturing of their body, doing so much puja and tapas, but done it with the wrong attitude, because they don't know what is my goal in life, they don't know what is my purpose, they don't know what is the right, they have never met a guru, or they have met a wrong guru. So they do not know what is the right way to do tapas, what is the right way to do prayers, what is the right way to do austerities, what is the right way to meditate. You know, people start meditating on their own without knowing. So those activities where you are either torturing yourself or trying to hurt others is called tapas. It's called tamasic tapas, where I do tapas not for my own spiritual growth, but I'm doing it to hurt somebody. And there are many examples. There are some nice stories in our scriptures about this kind of tapas that is done to harm others. Now, Drishtadyumna, who knows who was Drishtadyumna? Can you tell me who was he?
Panchali's brother.
And what was his goal or purpose to be born? What was he born for?
To destroy.
To kill Dronacharya, right? So Drishtadyumna was the Draupadi's brother, and actually his father. Drupad was actually insulted or humiliated by Dronacharya. Dronacharya defeated him in the battle and took away half his kingdom. So Drupad did so much tapas. He had all priests come and they did so much tapas. And he said, a son should be born to me that will kill Dronacharya. So tapas is there, but his goal of doing tapas was what? That I should get a son too. So that is called tamasic tapas. Or Shikhandi. Shikhandi story, anybody knows who he was on the
pre?
Amba, yes. It was Amba who was a maiden whom Bhishma had, you know, had scorned her. And he had,
There were three Amba.
Yeah, three sisters, and Bhishma had taken all three of them to the king of Hastinapur. But then the Amba said, "I was loving somebody else." So the king sends her back, and then when she goes back to her lover, he says, "I can't take you anymore because you have been given to the king." So she can't get her beloved, she can't get the king. And then she goes to Bhishma and says, "Now you marry me because you have." And Bhishma says, "I cannot marry you." So then she gives up her life and she says, "Next life I'm going to be born as Shikhandi." And so she is born as Shikhandi and she does take revenge. So that kind of tapas is tamasic tapas. And that is what they say, that your goal of tapas should not be to kill or hurt somebody. Your goal of tapas should be self-growth. And if it happened, forget about it. You know, why hold that grudge for next lifetime also? You know, you have done so much tapas for what? Just so you can kill somebody? No, you do tapas so you can forget and forgive and let me evolve. And there's a very beautiful story about Shankaracharya ji. This is a true story. Shankaracharya, as you know, was a great Vedantin who revived Vedanta, you know, because he revived this ancient knowledge around the 7th century. And he had a lot of disciples who were very devoted to him, Padma, Pada, and so on. And Totakacharya and all. So one time there was an incident in Shankaracharya's life. He was a very evolved saint, very wonderful. He only lived for 32 years. And in 32 years, he accomplished what people hundreds of years don't accomplish. He has written so many books. And our whole bookstore is full of Shankaracharya's work. So there's a very interesting story. Once he was going through the forest with a few of his disciples, and he was sitting in one place and his disciples had gone to take a bath or something, and this tribal king comes and he says, Shankaracharya, he knew who he was. So he said, "Look, Shankaracharya, you are already a realized master and you have no use for this body anyway. You have gone beyond the body." "No, I am not." "But no, you are. I know you are. You don't need this body, right?" Shankaracharya says, "I guess so, I don't." "So why don't you give me your life, give me your head? Because I have heard that if I can get a saint's head, and then I can go to heaven." And so he said, "There's some special rituals you do. You do all those rituals, and then at the end of the ritual, you cut a saint's head, you will go straight to heaven." You know, some stupid guru must have told him that. So he said, "I want your head." So Shankaracharya says, "Okay, you can have it." You know, for him, the body has meant nothing. He says, "But look, wait right now. Don't do it because my students are around. Let them go, you know, and I'll tell them I'm coming later. And that time you can do that." So he said, "Okay." So told the students, "You go ahead, I'm coming." And then he took a bath, and then this person ties him to the post and then lights a fire and he's doing all kinds of rituals. And at the end of the ritual, he's supposed to cut Shankaracharya ji's head. So the students are going, but Padmapada was very close to his guru. And he says, "Something is wrong. I can sense it. It's not right. What's happening to my guru? Something is happening. Why is my guru left behind?" And so he turns around and he comes back. And then he hears all these noise and chanting and all. And he comes close and he finds his guru has been tied to a post. And they're burning fire and they're going to cut his head. Instantly he gets that, you know, visual understanding. So he was a great devotee of Narsimha. Narsimha is the elephant, you know, the god of Vishnu appeared as, not elephant, as lion. Vishnu appears as half man, half lion, Narsimha. So he invokes Narsimha and he says, "Oh, Bhagwan, I need your help because all these tribals are so many. And they all have weapons. I have nothing. And my guru is going to be sacrificed in a few minutes." And so it says Narsimha Bhagwan himself appeared and destroyed all of those tribals. And then Shankaracharya ji was free. So this is an example of tamasic tapas, where you're doing tapas, but with a very, very poor, horrible motive. You know, I mean, you know, killing a saint and thinking that you will go to heaven. Same thing. Again, this is tamasic, where these people give up their life thinking that by killing 20 or 30 innocent people, I'll go to heaven and, you know, get 71 virgins and all. I mean, that is pure tamas. It's not going to happen. You cannot go to heaven after you have killed 10, 20, 30 people, you know, with a suicide. No matter what your intention is, you might be thinking you are not, but that is, in my opinion, purely tamasic. And there's a very interesting story about Kallu and Mellu. So these were two friends, Kallu and Mellu. They were good friends and they were both very rich and both very wealthy. But so what happened was they became in a competitive mode. You know, Kallu would build a house and Mellu would build a bigger house. Kallu would get a car and Mellu would get two cars. And also they started competing. And then he would get two cars and he would get four cars. You know, he get a bigger house, he'll get an even bigger. They were both very rich, so they could. So they said this competition is going on and on. So Kallu said, look, I can't beat him with money. Maybe I'll go and do tapas. So I'll go and do sadhana. So he goes and sits in the forest somewhere and he's doing Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om, and he's chanting. And Mellu says, what happened to this Kallu? Where is he gone? Somehow he sends his men to find out and he finds out that he's meditating there. He said, I'm also going to go and meditate. So he also stands, sits and he also chants Om Namah Shivaya. So this Kallu says, what is this noise? And he opens his eyes and he sees Mellu sitting there. So he says, what is this guy doing here? He said, oh, he's doing tapas, so he wants to be strong, better than me. So they both keep on doing tapas for months and years. Each one is trying to be better than the other. Finally, Shiva appears in front of Kallu and he says, what do you want, my son? So he says, Lord, make me, give me everything I ask for. Shiva said, no problem, I'll give you everything you ask for. But on one condition, whatever you get, Mellu will get double. Yeah, that is wasted my whole purpose. So he says, I want $1 million. He says, yeah, here's $1 million, but Mellu gets $2 million. I want a big mansion. He gets him a big mansion, but Mellu has two mansions. So he said, I thought I wasted my whole years. I was trying to beat him. Then he comes with an idea. He says, I should get blind in one eye. So that is tamasic tapas, where he said, if I get blind in one eye, other guy will get blind in two eyes. So, I mean, that's just a joke. I'm sure it's just a story. But that is the point, that when tamasic tapas is done with the wrong understanding, wrong notion, done with torturing myself, and the goal is so I may be better than the other and I may hurt somebody. So this kind of tapas is condemned in the Gita. He says, that's why he calls them mudha. Mudha means stupid, means foolish. Mood is the lowest category of stupid. So deluded people, Krishna says. So he says, don't do that. Again, he's showing us all three so that we choose. So you know that this is sattvic tapas, this is rajasic, and this is tamasic. And which one should we choose? So throughout the Gita, that's one of the things about the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, there is nowhere it says, thou shalt do it or thou shalt go to hell. Krishna never tells him or never says, I am God, therefore you have to listen to me. He says, no. He says, here, I'm giving you this choice and this choice, and you do as you wish. Even at the end of the 18th chapter, when he's finished all the 700 verses, he says, yatha eshyasi tat kuru. I have given you the whole Bhagavad Gita, now you choose what you want to do. So that's why Gita is a book of choices. It's not a book of instructions, not a book of commandments, not a book of orders. It's a book of choices. And that's why the knowledge is very open and very free, and it's for us to choose. So that's why he gives all the three options. And that's the end of this tapas. Next week we'll be doing dhanam, charity. Charity, we always think it's always good, but Krishna says charity or dhanam can also be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. So we'll talk about that next week. Any questions or comments about this tamasic tapas or anything else?
Tamasic tapas, I guess, even some of the rakshasas like Ravana.
Right.
He did the similar thing, right?
True.
I mean, he was a pundit.
Exactly.
Brahmin.
Right.
But he did all his tapas to get power so he could control it.
Exactly. And then after that, he became an evil person. Yeah. So, yeah, that is, we can call it rajasic or tamasic, either way. But yeah, it is tapas that takes you downward, not upward. absolutely. Hiranyakashyapu, the same thing. You know, he said, I should be called. There should be, there will be no god in my kingdom. I will be the god, and he, all the temples should be destroyed, and only my temple should be made. So that is all tamasic. Or, yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. I should not say it's funny, but all those guys who want bad power, they all have been Lord Shiva's great power.
Some of them Brahmaji too. Some of them Brahmaji also. But you're right, Lord Shiva, that's why he's called Ashutosh, because he's very easily pleased. Actually, I'm a Lord Shiva devotee also, so maybe I may end up there also. No, I'm not a Brahmin. I'm actually Kshatriya, Khatri by birth, but it's okay, you know, whoever you're attracted to, it's but yeah, that's what the stories go. Tathastu, here come and says, Tathastu, may it be. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makashche Dukha Bhavami. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Sri Guru Deo Namah. Harihi Om. Thank you.